This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki underscores elections as only path to political stability and sustainable democracy, urging all for active participation. With 64 days remaining for polls, all registered political parties submit proportional representation list. Bitter cold sweeps across the country, disrupting daily life. And Israel to bar 37 aid groups from Gaza. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said the government is fully committed to nation-building through a peaceful, constitutional and democratic process with a strong focus on holding the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5, 2026. Addressing the Tamu Losar celebration at Tudikel yesterday, Prime Minister Karki stressed that free, fair and impartial elections are the foundation of democracy. Prime Minister Karki thanked political parties and youths for their support and assured that the government is working round the clock to guarantee peace and security during the election period. Earlier yesterday, during a meeting with Durga Prasai, the leader of Save Nation, Nationality, Religion, Culture and Citizens campaign, Prime Minister Karki said elections are the only democratic means to resolve political instability and maintain peace and harmony. She said the government is studying people-oriented demands raised by the campaign and urged that all grievances be expressed peacefully. Calling for a collective responsibility, the Prime Minister appealed to all sides to actively participate in the elections and make them a success. With 64 days remaining until the March 5 House election, all 64 registered political parties have submitted their closed list for proportional representation to the Election Commission. According to the Commission, 54 parties have filed a closed list to contest the election under their own election symbols, while 10 parties will compete using 4 shared symbols, with the final closed list scheduled to be published on February 3rd. Under the constitutional provision, 165 members of the Lower House are elected through the first-past-the-post system and 110 members through the proportional representation. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has made public the list of required documents for candidates contesting the National Assembly election set for January 25, 2026. Candidates must submit citizenship and voter registration documents, pay the required deposit with concessions for eligible groups and provide personal asset and residence details along with declarations confirming legal eligibility and that they do not hold any office of profit. Furthermore, the Commission said election officers have been appointed in all 7 provinces and election offices have been established, while political parties have begun preliminary preparations for candidate selection. Finance Minister Rameswar Prasad Khanal has said the government has made electronic payment systems mandatory to strengthen financial discipline and ensure good governance. Speaking at a policy dialogue on financial reform and budget priorities for reconstruction and economic revival in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Khanal said online services in the Inland Revenue Office have been simplified and efforts are underway to link the tax system with local governments. At the program, economists and former National Planning Commission office bearers stressed the need to prioritize economic revival, underscored the importance of effective bureaucracy management, and presented a working paper highlighting key weaknesses in Nepal's financial system along with areas for reform. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has said the interim government is moving ahead with goal of ensuring good governance and strengthening public service delivery with priority on maintaining peace and security. Speaking after an on-site inspection of the Nepal-India integrated checkpost at Buddhanagar in Morang district, the minister said government's foremost responsibility is to ensure a secure and peaceful environment for the scheduled house election. During his visit to Morang, Minister Arial inspected renovated government buildings damaged during Genji movement and a currently unused holding center built by Nepali Army during the COVID-19 pandemic. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Ghising has warned that contractors responsible for delays in road construction projects will face penalties and contracts may be terminated if necessary. Speaking at the 23rd anniversary of Road Board Nepal, he emphasized that completing projects within stipulated deadlines is mandatory, noting that budget constraints remain a major challenge. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Dr. Madan Prasad Pariyar, has said that production, promotion and commercialization of mushrooms are a priority for the ministry. In a message on the occasion of first ever National Mushroom Day observed yesterday, Minister Pariyar highlighted programs by the Centre for Industrial Entomology Development to expand technology, promote cultivation and develop markets for mushrooms. The government marked PAUSH 15 as National Mushroom Day to encourage domestic production, reduce imports and promote exports. Meanwhile, the government has distributed 243,000 metric tons of chemical fertilizers to farmers so far in the current fiscal year, out of a planned 466,000 metric tons, with 83,000 metric tons currently remain in stock. Agriculture Minister Dr. Madan Pariyar said the fertilizer distribution system has been reformed to make the process transparent, allowing farmers to track distributed fertilizers through cooperatives via the ministry's website. In response to demands from sugarcane farmers and entrepreneurs, a high-level committee representing the Prime Minister's office, finance, industry and agriculture ministries has been formed to address long-term issues in the sugarcane sector. Former President Dr. Rambaran Yadav and Bidya Devi Bhandari held a meeting yesterday at the residence of Nepali Congress Central Committee member Kiran Yadav in Lajimpat. According to former President Bhandari's secretariat, the leaders discussed the current political situation, including the activities of the incumbent government, the upcoming election and the prevailing political landscape in the country. Increasing cold across the country has disrupted daily life and posed challenges in several regions. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Kathmandu recorded its lowest temperature of the year yesterday, dropping to 4.8 degrees Celsius. The department also reported mist, fog and cold waves in the Tarai region with snowfall in some Himalayan region. The cold wave has also impacted districts in the Tarai region, causing cold-related illnesses, particularly among children and elderly. Some of the local levels there have closed schools as a precaution. Meanwhile, traffic on the Dauni section of the under-construction Narayanghat-Butwal Road section has been affected due to slippery surfaces, one-way operations and ongoing construction work. Travellers are advised to use alternative routes until the conditions improve. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Israel has announced it will revoke the licenses of 37 international aid organizations operating in Gaza and the occupied West Bank, citing failure to meet new registration requirements. As reported by the BBC, the suspension effective January 1st will force the organizations including ActionAid, the International Rescue Committee, the Norwegian Refugee Council and Doctors Without Borders to end operations within 60 days. The move has drawn strong criticism from countries including the UK, France, Canada and Japan, which warned that it would severely disrupt access to essential services in Gaza, where the humanitarian situation remains catastrophic. Israel has maintained that aid continues to be delivered through approved channels, including UN agencies and vetted humanitarian organizations. The suspension highlights ongoing tension over humanitarian access in Gaza, where more than 2 million people continue to face severe shortages of medical supplies, food and shelter following the October 2023 conflict. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that fog and mist will likely persist in most parts of the Tarai region today. The weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country, with chances of light rain or snow in one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly winds across the country at present. And the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 16 and 18 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Sushila Karki underscores elections as only path to political stability and sustainable democracy, urging all for active participation. With 64 days remaining for polls, all registered political parties submit proportional representation list. Bitter cold sweeps across the country, disrupting daily life, and Israel to bar 37 aid groups from Gaza. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.